Each week we comb the internet looking for interesting stories, mainly scientific, that you can follow up on if they interest you. Producer Mary Argue is on top of these interesting snippets you may not have seen. Morena, Mary.
Morena, Jim. How are you?
Very well. You're tackling a very big topic first up. We should fasten our seatbelts.
Yes, you should. Buckle up. A number of science sites online are reporting that the astronomers have used James Webb and Hubble Space Telescopes to confirm that the universe appears to be expanding at different speeds depending on where they're looking. Mm. So this one, Live Science Online, there may be something seriously wrong with our understanding of the universe.
Different speeds. So it's a bit like travelling to work one day and traffic's humming along on the motorway and the next day it's at a crawl, even though there are no accidents.
It's not exactly like that, Jim, actually, especially if you live in Tapanui. No, it's even more baffling. Are we part of something bigger and different that we don't yet understand? There's a lot of speculation about it online anyway. Scientists now need to discover what they're missing when they try and connect the beginning of our universe with the present day. So we may need a new kind of physics.
Whew. The old kind of physics was hard enough from memory. Speaking of what's happening above us, Mary.
Yes, this is an interesting one. Tech site Slashdot reports that across the United States, insurance companies are using aerial images to ditch properties seen as high risk or perhaps to increase their premiums. So, quoting them, nearly every building in the country is being photographed, often without the owner's knowledge. Companies are deploying drones, manned airplanes, and high-altitude balloons.
Gee.
Yeah, and the Wall Street Journal was also running this sort of dystopian story. The images are then analysed by computer models to find out if people have damaged roofs, overhanging tree branches, or, you know, anything that might cause issues. And I suppose anything that isn't consented on the property.
Wow. So how long before they start coming inside? That's pretty
That's
amazing.
Question.
In France, they've come up with a new kind of strategy to help their health services.
Mais oui, c'est vrai, Jim. The French are facing what many other countries are, health services under strain. So Medical Express reports that France is to introduce a €5 penalty for people who fail to turn up for millions of doctors' appointments missed every year.
How would they collect that would seem to be an issue.
Agreed, yes. And part of the problem here, as well as over there, is an ageing population. But we've actually learned this past week that cancer rates are rising in the young because their cells are ageing faster.
Yeah.
Possibly through a combination of stress, lack of sleep, poor diets. And now we also have Stat News reporting that half of new cancer drugs given accelerated approval don't show improved survival or quality of life.
Ooh.
Yep. The same publication is also reporting on a large trial which challenges the common practice of prescribing beta blockers to people after heart attacks. Quote, long-term treatment with beta blockers did not significantly reduce risk or death of a new heart attack. This is research coming from the New England Journal of Medicine.
That's interesting because beta blocker use is on the rise, isn't it, as with antidepressants.
Mm.
Do you have something cheerful for us?
I do, in a way, anyway. In popular science, Apple seems to be giving up on driverless cars despite sinking billions of dollars into researching this. And Bloomberg speculates the money will now go into autonomous robot butlers for our homes. They'll clean up after us, apparently, go from room to room, follow the elderly, frail people around to make sure they're all right. So the big question actually now is whether the robots will roll on wheels or have legs.
Do they think that having walking robots is too threatening?
That has been mentioned, possibly by people who have seen, that Will Smith movie,
yes.
iRobot?
iRobot.
Yeah, indeed. But the smart money is actually on walking robots because we want them to seem human-like. And we want our asteroids and meteors to seem like animals.
I beg your pardon?
I thought you'd enjoy that. So this from the European Space Agency has a near-Earth object coordination centre. It's tired, apparently, of the language that journalists use to describe threats from space, i.e. death from the skies. Death from the skies. Are you guilty of that?
No, I've never used that phrase.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, how about this for a classification system? And you let me know if you think it's tongue-in-cheek. A corgi is a small space rock that won't bother anyone. Half a giraffe, and giraffes can be, 5 metres in height, would destroy a couple of buildings if it hit a city. The next size up from that is an elephant asteroid, and they've worked out that even 90 African elephants glued together and made out of rock would be 600 metres high and would cause a devastating but not planet-ending event.
Do you think someone has a bit of spare time in their day at the European Space Agency?
Well, it begs the question. And I'm not sure if half a giraffe actually gives us a good idea of how big the asteroid is. Most I've never seen half a giraffe.
Well, I suppose if you go to the zoo and keep one eye closed, Mary, it would be a new way. Actually, it'd be a new way of describing the problems we have in life. Like a corgi would be the coffee machine breaking down, and half a giraffe would be someone smacking into your car.
Yes, and we'd pray that the elephants we face in life don't decide to join together.
Amen.
So here, a few more for you, Jim. Researchers claim that your running style reflects your personality. So this is, it's actually long been assumed that some people are just more graceful than others. But no, not the case. If you run smoothly and with ease, your personality is intuitive. You can use your imagination to identify patterns and possibilities that your senses cannot see. And conversely, if you run a little awkwardly, apparently you have a sensing personality. You're practical and you just put one foot in front of the other.
I was an ugly runner. I obviously have little imagination, but Mary, I do have enough imagination to wonder if this is correct, actually.
Yeah, this is something I'd like to see. You may also wonder about this too, because everyone else is. So from MIT Technology Review, large language models like ChatGPT can perform really impressive tasks, but it turns out that no one actually knows how. So in certain cases, they seem, after failing to learn a task, suddenly they just get it, as if a light bulb has been switched on. So this isn't apparently how the so-called deep learning is supposed to work. And there's a researcher at Cambridge University saying lots of people have opinions, but I don't think there's a consensus about what exactly is going on.
Yeah. Well, that's all right then. I think we should leave it to the AI to manage, and I, for one, welcome the arrival of our new overlords.
You're not the only one. CNN's reporting that academics in the US are already using AI to mark their essays, so it may pay to stay on their good side. Anyway, that's all from me, Jim.
Thank you, Mary. It's 18 to 11. We'll look forward to the next time.